question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, we're back for a B-Block on the fastest 2 hours in travel. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us as we move into today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Holding for us on that show hotline, well, it's Alex Sharp. He's CEO of Signature Travel Network. And before we patch him in, a quick word from our show sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
So whether your travels are closer to home these days or somewhere essential for business, or maybe you're venturing out for a leisure trip, Preferred Hotels and Resorts joins Robert and me in believing in travel. And they have a property ready for you as they offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
And you can sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program and start earning specials such as room upgrades, priority early check-in and late checkout, exclusive rates, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and a lot more. Just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on that I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and you're going to enroll in elite status only for listeners of this show.
All right. Formed in 1956, Signature Travel Network is one of America's oldest and most well-known retail travel cooperatives. They've partnered with over 1,300 top tour operators, hoteliers, car rental companies, destination specialists, cruise operators, travel service businesses, and more. They've amassed a network of more than 11,000 travel professionals, and Signature prides itself on offering one-of-a-kind services and really unique benefits. To maximize our time together, I'll save the rest, so let's get right to their CEO, Alex Sharp, for today's Chief Travel Leader interview.
Alex, very nice to meet you electronically. We wish it were in person. Mary and I appreciate you joining us on America's number one travel radio show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. We've been wanting to do this for a while. So listen, in just over 2 weeks, the strange and what I've been calling, really since March now, the upside down world of 2020 will be over. There certainly have been some bright spots, but overall, the travel world has just been hammered this year. And on a positive note, this week we saw vaccines start in the UK. Here in the US, the president has said because of Operation Warp Speed with the CDC and the FDA, that vaccines are about to start being administered around the country, perhaps as early as the next couple of days. So how are you feeling about things overall as we move into 2021?
You know, I think we're all desperately waiting for the next beginning, right? And so the new calendar year won't mean everything's back to normal. And I think there was probably a time a couple months ago that's what everyone thought. To come January, things will be back and we'll be there. But we're going to have to continue to fight through Q1 and even Q2. But there are, as you said, so many positive things out there, so many green shoots, as they say, that are coming along. It's hard not to be optimistic and also eager to get into next year, right, and put this behind us.
Yeah, I actually really liked what you said. We're waiting for the next beginning. I do think we are rounding the corner and we're going to see some progress in 2021, certainly better than this year. So, Alex, what have been some of the bigger challenges that you and the Signature team have really experienced this year? And I'm curious to know, out of those bigger challenges, what you've learned from it that perhaps maybe it's affirmed for you or that you can really take back with your team through 2021?
Sure. Thank you. You know, first and foremost, you know, we're a cooperative. So I look after 200 small business owners, right? Some are bigger business owners. We have some billion-dollar companies, but we have a lot of smaller and mid-sized companies that are part of our network. And in all industries, but in particular the travel industry, small business owners have been hit very, very hard through this. And so that's been the first thing. We've had to focus on survival. You know, we had been in such a strong boom from a travel perspective, the value of a travel advisor, the number of people wanting to travel, accessibility, all those things have been so strong the last several years that this was abrupt. I think many people were thinking maybe a recession, maybe it's time that, you know, we'll see a little bit of a flattening of the curve. But gosh, to just have it turned off, that's never happened. Not even after 9/11 did that happen. So we really had to focus on our members and help them rethink, reshape their business, put it into hibernation in some cases, deal with their coworkers, with their employees, get government assistance, all those things. And I think what I learned most is that despite, you know, the knowledge that we have and the resources we have to help them, the very best people to help them was just connecting all of these members together, all of these small business owners together, and letting them share best practices. And that's where we saw the most value, just facilitating that, because they are brilliant, right? This world is built on entrepreneurs.
Right.
And that's what these folks are. And they're finding their way through it. And we're excited to be a part of
it. Well, I happen to agree with you on that. You know, listeners across the country right now, they know. So J.D. O'Hara of Internova or Travelators, he's been on with us. Jackie Friedman from their Nexion subsidiary, Matthew Upchurch from Virtuoso. I only mention that to you because, you know, they have been on with us to talk travel, share reports on their operations or other things we wanted to talk. But we really wanted to invite, you know, you today as we and having you here with us, because Signature Travel Network competes, you know, in the same space as those companies. You're structured differently, as you just mentioned, but you also offer your own unique services and benefits, as Mary mentioned earlier during your setup. So since right now you're connecting with the entire nation, the program's heard on over 440 weekly radio stations, what are some of the strengths of Signature when compared to others? And if you could, just share a reason, you know, why you think some of our leisure and business travelers might want to engage with the group.
So we are a bit different. I would say the main difference between us and some of the folks that you mentioned is that we're in the background, right? We power these agencies. So our pillars are marketing, technology, and training. Obviously, the way we do that is we help aggregate for them all of the great supplier partners around the world, right? We find the very best. We contract with them. You know, we make sure that they have all the right requirements, insurance, and all those things to give our travel advisors confidence and then ultimately their customers not only confidence but the best offers. So that's where we start. What I love about it is it's always about that entrepreneur. It's always about that agency. So we're white labeled. It's not about Signature. It's not about our brand. You won't see that anywhere. What you'll see are the great brands that operate, you know, as part of us that we help power, whether it be their online content, their technology, their marketing stuff. We do a lot of that from the center for them. What it's done through this is it's really forced us, right, to rethink and pivot to how do we help them serve their customers best through this pandemic. And so, you know, I'll use one quick example from a marketing perspective. You know, people didn't want promotions in March, April, May, and even through the summer, right? They wanted to be inspired, and now they need to be educated.
Right.
So I think the value of a travel advisor has never been better and more important now for a traveler. And so it's about making sure that all this information, there's so much out there around COVID regulations, health and safety, that it's aggregated in one place so our advisors are the absolute experts. And that's really what we're focused on, just serving them and making sure they have that, so that they can serve their customers in the best way possible.
All right, Alex, we always try to get a little personal, if time allows, when we
put them on the spot.
Yeah, just a little personal when we interview for
don't worry,
our Chief
Alex,
Travel
okay.
Leader segment. Not too personal, don't worry. And we have a couple of minutes here, not too much time, but just enough time for this question. You joined Signature 10 years ago in January and moved into the CEO role, I think, back in 2013. Prior to that, you spent nearly 14 years with Regent 7C, so clearly you enjoy the travel industry, and it must mean a lot to you. I'm curious on a personal level what you miss the most about travel as we knew it prior to March and that you really hope we will get back to soon.
Oh, that's a great question and an easy one, I think, for me. You know, the anticipation of travel, and I do business travel that looks a lot like leisure travel, thankfully, because of the business I'm in. The anticipation of travel is so exciting for me, and being homebound, and I haven't been completely homebound through all this, but being homebound in comparison to previous years has been tough. I think the number one thing I really appreciate and something that I have preached, if that's the right word, is the opportunity. First, I should say this. First, it's the obligation we have and the importance that travel has on the economy worldwide, right? Especially when we're traveling to places that are so reliant. You think about Africa, you think about Asia, that kind of thing. And so what we've really tried to do, we started a foundation. We actually started it in this year, which is crazy. But we started a travel foundation, Travel Elevates, with the idea that one of the primary missions is to simply educate advisors and travelers where they can give back and how they can give back when they travel. I mean, you know this from being such great travelers, that when you travel and you engage locally, the value of that travel is exponentially higher. Your desire to come back is exponentially higher.
It absolutely
my kids want to go to Kenya every year because we have kids there that we have sponsored or adopted, right? And they want to go back and see them. And that's good for our industry. And if travel was hit hard, nonprofit was hit even harder through this.
Well, the ripple effect, I think people have a great... Listen, we have people that'll say, oh, well, it's a travel show and this and that. When we explain, well, you know, the travel being such an essential part of GDP for the vast majority of the countries out there, or the impact and how it trickles down, it is so substantial what our industry does and how it gives back in so many areas. But unfortunately, Alex, we're going to have to leave it there for today because our time is up and we don't want Bobby to shut things off and go right to the commercial break. So we want to thank you very much. We appreciate it. We will definitely check back with you at some point in the near future. And we wish you a very Merry Christmas, you and your family.
Thank you. And thank you both so much for the work you're doing and for having me on. I look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Alex, thank you so much. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes. Alex could have kept talking to him, but
yes,
SignatureTravelNetwork.com, folks. That's the website if you're interested in learning more. We're going to pause. Please do connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. You can do it at RM World Travel. 80% of today's live broadcast is still to come, including the latest Open Road with RJ, Destination Spotlight number 69, and more listener emails as well. That's going to be ahead in hour two. Stay with us, everyone. The show is back with more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at RM World Travel. Travel.com.